Welcome to the quarterly audio series entitled Straightforward. It's designed to provide you with direction for your future. In this edition, partners Roger North and Dennis Klemmer discuss some exciting changes at the firm, including the new name, North Group, as well as how they work with organizational leaders and their leadership teams, helping them develop their effectiveness with each other and with their employees. Now, here's Roger North and Dennis Klemmer.
I was meeting with one of our clients lately, a guy who's just a tremendously gifted leader. In addition to being a gifted leader, he's a practiced leader, meaning he understands leadership and he works at it. And he's in a position in an organization right now where some deliberate change is needed in that organization, not because the organization is in trouble, but it's time for that organization to move forward into a bit of a new era, a new culture, a new style of leadership. And he's just doing a tremendous job, and he's enjoying his work and all the types of things that we like to see. And we were having a conversation about how he's going about influencing necessary change in that organization. And as we were talking about that, inevitably we talked about that term that's used a lot in business now, culture. We started talking about the culture of the organization and where he wanted that culture to evolve to. And I said to him, one of the phrases that I've been hearing a lot from my colleagues lately at North Group is, culture eats strategy for lunch. I love that because it says so much about how organizations need to evolve, and it says a whole lot about what we do as an organization. And he looked at me, and he's a very thoughtful guy, and he looked at me and he said, say a little more about that. That sounds like something I need to understand. And I said, well, let me give you an example. There's a lot of organizations out there that go around selling human resource strategies. And there's a lot of concern in the marketplace right now about employee retention. And so there would be firms that would go around helping people put strategies into their organization that would help them retain good employees, because there's a lot of concern about a shortage of good employees, low unemployment rates, and the difficulty of acquiring employees. And I think those are worthwhile things to talk about. But here's where culture eats strategy for lunch, Dan. If you have a culture which provides to those employees a way of doing things, a way of living together, a way of living out your vision, mission, and values, you don't need strategies. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Dan, it's great to have you on here to talk about a few different things, but among them, we're going to talk about the culture, the evolution of our own firm. And that firm is now going to be called North Group. Talk a little bit about why we've changed and where you see us having come from and headed to.
Well, it's interesting that you start out this part of Straightforward with talking about change and transition, because it seems that's a theme that I'm hearing a lot about from clients that I'm working with recently. Change, how you go about changing a culture, how you go about changing an organization. So this seems very fitting. The North Group, I see as changing our name primarily because we feel we need to have a better identity in terms of our group. There's been some changes over the last few years, and it seemed appropriate now that we're moving to a new building that we also think about a name change. And so that's the evolution I see in terms of those two factors, the name and the location of our group. But beyond that, we also have changed as an organization. We've evolved. We're different now than we were when I joined this group 6 years ago.
We have, I think, changed considerably, and we've changed to things that we see being demanded in the marketplace. And our earlier conversation about culture is real relevant. And it's real relevant because I think while we don't say that exactly, that's really what we do, is we help people. I'm not even sure I'm willing to say change their cultures as much as adjust them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real common for us, don't you think, Dan, that we're called in to work with organizations for the most part that are doing well and they want to do even better.
Mm-hmm.
And they recognize that the challenge of doing that involves evaluating how they've done things before, how they've lived together before, how they served their clients before, and recognizing that that's been good, that's been productive, but it may not always be. And that the world around them is changing, the needs of clients, the needs of employees are changing, and they need to stay ahead of that curve. And so most of the organizations that engage us are really organizations that are doing well, that want to do even better. And don't you find that that's a lot of fun to work with?
It is, because it takes away the idea that you come in an organization to fix something.
Right.
Because it's broken or there's a lot of distress. And we don't find much of that in the organizations that we move into. It's really more of an excitement. They want to move forward, but they need somebody from the outside to lend some objectivity to that process, which I think we do very well.
Yeah, I was talking with a client group the other night, and one of the employees who I had spent some time with in a prior week said to me, "Don't you guys ever run out of firms out there that need to be fixed?" And I said, "I guess there are some of those, but most of the firms that we deal with are just like yours. They're doing well. They're serving their clients. They're making a good living. They're retaining their employees. They're meeting the needs of their marketplace. But they know they need to move forward. Mm-hmm. And they know there's something better out there. And entrepreneurs and leaders of those companies are willing to make the sacrifices that are involved with moving their culture forward, making it better. And they know at some point that it starts with them." And as we came up with our new name, as we mentioned, it's going to be as simple as North Group, about as simple a name as you can get. It doesn't tell people a whole lot about what we do. So we came up with a tagline that we intend to print along with North Group name. And that tagline is "Consultants to Leaders and Their Organizations." And we felt that that as a tagline really was a good description of what we're called to do, consultants to leaders and their organizations, because we recognize that it's extremely hard to help an organization affect meaningful change if the leader is unwilling to lead that change. So in most of our engagements, if not all of our engagements, it starts there. It starts with the leader, the owner, the leadership team, the CEO, whatever the setup is, we always start there. And that helps to define really the types of clients that we're looking for, which really have three characteristics, which start there.
The three characteristics would be that the company has to be within about a 75-mile radius, have about 10 to 300 employees, and that we have a relationship with that owner or president of the company. And I would just add to that, Roger, that it seems to me that what I have learned about this process is that if we don't have that connection with the owner or president of the company, number one, and number two, that they have a real commitment to examining themselves and the kind of influence and impact they have over their organization, we don't do well.
Mm-hmm.
An example of how we would screen a client is, how committed is the owner or president to that process?
Yeah, and then I think parallel to that, you and I have had to go through that a little bit ourselves as we've evolved our company in our history. My good friend Laura Johnson and I started a company back in 1997, and we were already friends. We were already used to working with each other, and we fell into our partnership roles fairly comfortably and evolved an organization over 5 years, an organization which you joined, which had kind of a practiced way of doing business. And when Laura went out on her own and you joined me as my partner, I thought for a period of time that we could keep on doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And of course, I should have known better. But it took me a little while because we were doing fine. We were like our clients. We were doing fine. And at some point, I think you and I had a conversation, said, I think we need to do this a little differently. And not only do we need to evolve our business model, the way it rolls out to our clients, but we needed to lead a little bit differently at our own company.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been a real challenge for me since I went into business, is I've really felt convicted that if we were going to walk along with leaders and organizations as they changed, as they evolved, as they grew into something that they wanted to grow into, that we had to be going through that process ourselves. And it can be painful sometimes.
That's right. The willingness to be circumspect and really examine oneself is a real challenging aspect of leadership. And sometimes the things that we see, you and I, aren't things that we particularly like. But if we're not willing to embrace that that's who we are and make some deliberate efforts to change that, it's hard for us then to go out into the market and demand the same thing of those leaders that we come into contact with.
Well, speaking of that, then, you know, I tell people very often that the greatest gift a leader can give to his followers is an acute sense of self-awareness.
In other words,
understanding themselves, what's important to them, how they roll themselves out to the people in their organization and to their clients, and to be willing to adjust our preferences to meet the needs of other people and situations is just crucial for a leader. And in my own evolution, my own growth, I can remember very clearly a day, I think it was about a year and a half ago, when you and our good friend and colleague, Daryl Isey, decided it was time for me to have my behavior and performance reviewed. And I remember that we went through a process to do that and answered some questions and so forth. I answered them on myself. And It was a very, very meaningful day for me because both you and Daryl made me aware of some things that I did routinely that were reasonably productive, but not properly positioned for where we needed to head as an organization. And you didn't demand anything of me. That's not the way you guys are. But you brought enough perspective to me of how it feels to be engaged with Roger North that I had to go back to some time of self-examination and say, hey, am I willing to expend the energy? Because there's not much that takes more energy than trying to adjust your own routines and your own behavior and self-examine and go through that. And it was extraordinarily helpful to me. And I think we've made some progress. Hopefully since then, you and I have adjusted our leadership roles in our organization. And so as we go through that, we're learning ourselves lessons that we can then hopefully take into the marketplace and share with and challenge leaders who choose to engage our firm in a change and improvement process. And it's kind of exciting.
As you were talking about that, I was thinking about our business model, which really is one that is much more of a long-term consulting retainer type of relationship, which allows us to get with leaders and over time begin to learn about their style, about their impact and influence on the rest of their team, and help them and their team be as open as you were with Daryl and I about examining themselves. You can't do that in companies where you're only engaged with them for a month or two.
That's right.
And I think that's what we've learned over the last number of years, is that for us to have influence and effectiveness with the companies that we work with, we have to have time. Time allows us to earn the right to begin to speak candidly to leaders and their leadership teams about what we see. And again, these aren't things that are extremely wrong about them, but they're natural ways of living and being in an organization that oftentimes people don't examine. But we can point that out to them, and it can bring change, which again goes back to that culture question. As leaders and their teams change in the way they relate to each other, the way they respect each other, the way they value each other, then the organization changes.
In line with what you're saying, I was just working with a leader the other day, and he's a leader of a construction company. He talked about how much time he had been talking about, how much time he spends in his truck getting out to various jobs and checking on how the jobs are going and seeing if the guys need any help. And for the past several months, we'd been talking about whether that was overall his best use of time. And we came to the conclusion that he needed to cut that back a little, not because a presence in the field wasn't a good thing, it is, but because the sense was that when he was going out, the guys in the field were waiting for him to come out so that he could provide answers to them. And so for the past couple months, he's been working at doing two things. One, being out a little less, and two, not answering the questions directly. And we've been talking about how can you empower, if you will, those men to find some of their own answers, to make some of their own decisions. And really, I think what was happening happens in a lot of organizations is those guys knew, but it wasn't their practice to think through what they knew and implement a decision on the job. It was their practice to wait for their manager to come out in the field and ask him what he thought. And of course, there's a certain amount of protection in that. Because then if the answer that they get and that they carry out doesn't work particularly well, then they don't need to be responsible for it. And so he just talked about what kind of enjoyment he'd had over the last month, not because he wasn't working hard, but rather because he was seeing his fellows in the field start to gain confidence in their own ability to make on-the-spot decisions about how jobs needed to be constructed and finished and problems and barriers overcome. And they were starting to gain confidence. And his cell phone was ringing a little less. And he was able to get a few more estimates out and call on a few more customers and do a few more things about working on the business because people were becoming more effective in the field. And so it's those little things, those little changes that leaders are willing to make that really propel organizations forward.
I have a business owner and a company that I've had the privilege of working with for about 5 years now, and it's been just a lot of fun to see those types of shifts occurring as the owner has begun to view his team as being able to carry on some things that he needed to be involved with, has allowed them to gain confidence and self-assuredness in their areas of responsibility, but also has freed him up to be about doing some things that he's probably better gifted at and able to spend his time on now than what he was in the past. But again, it goes back to that issue of being knowledgeable about how an organization functions and being able to work at these things over time, because none of this happens very quickly.
Right.
And it takes people time to get adjusted to these slight changes, but it's very, very rewarding to see this kind of thing happen.
Yeah, I like to say that almost all change is incremental.
That's right.
And the visual that I have in my mind whenever I discuss the idea that change is incremental is I see a staircase. I see a staircase leading from the first floor to the second floor. And the first floor is where we are now. And the second floor is this image that the leaders or leadership team might have about where they'd like their organization to be. And there's probably a few people out there and a few organizations out there that can take a running start and scale the entire stairway in one giant leap.
Mm-hmm.
But the large, large majority of us would injure ourselves if we tried that. And mm-hmm. so what we do is we climb up the stairs one at a time. Sometimes we get the energy to hop two or three at a time and accelerate the process a little. But sometimes there's even a process of going up several steps at a time and having to step back a little bit, recognizing that we're doing it a little too quickly, recognizing that we haven't covered all our bases, recognizing that the organizational clarity is not there, recognizing that the communication hasn't been fully digested in the organization. And so almost all change is incremental, and it takes time. And most leaders and leadership teams need support, encouragement, and accountability to get there. And that's what we provide.
I was talking with a leader recently who said he had really hoped to be further along in the process.
That's a familiar conversation.
That's right.
Isn't it?
And yet, as he examined where we are after about 9 months of working together, he recognizes that there have been changes. They've not been big ones, but some of the disciplines that were lacking in that organization have begun to be instituted. And they're beginning to see some benefits from that. But he's recognizing that it's not going at the pace that he personally likes to see. So it says something about him and his general approach to life. He likes to see things happen quickly. But to his benefit, he's willing to see that this is not going to happen maybe in the way that he would generally like to see things happen. But he's willing to live with that and go at it in the pace that it needs to go.
I think that mentality that leader has gotten to is really an ideal situation for our group to be involved with. Because
right.
once people get to the point where they say, hey, we're doing well, but we have potential to do better. And in order to realize that potential, we need to have a disciplined approach to implementing the changes, the improvements, the development of people, the development of a marketplace that needs to take place. And we're willing to go through the discipline to get there. And those types of folks are ideal clients for us to work with because they recognize that change is a discipline and that it takes time. And that if you go through the change and nobody's with you, that you're not leading.
That's right.
And that's very hard for many of us mm-hmm. who think entrepreneurially and can see that second floor above the staircase and recognize that we may have to slow down a little bit and make sure that people are coming along with us. And speaking of change, obviously you and I are extraordinarily excited about moving into our new building at 617 West Chestnut Street in the vibrant city of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We started a process a little over 2 years ago.
Yes, at least 2 years ago.
To look for a home for our business. We had enjoyed being at the location that we are at for the last 8 years, but it felt like time to have a place of our own and maybe use that building to help us speak to the mission of our organization and to invite even more clients and community in to share that building with us. So it's a great building. And talk about the character of the building a little, Dan. What attracted us to that building?
When we started out on this venture to find a new location to buy for ourselves, one of the characteristics that we said needed to be evidenced is that it needs to be unique.
It needs to be unique. Yep.
And here's this old building with pillars in the front, three-story mm-hmm. building, great windows, a lot of sunlight, and just ready to be used by North group. So we're really excited about that.
And all the challenges that right. go with a 100-year-old building. But it's been just a lot of fun to watch it evolve into something that can be a home for us and really a home for our clients, a place where people feel comfortable, a place where they feel both affirmed and challenged. And one of the great joys of having this new building is that we were able to convert one of the rooms into a community room. Mm-hmm. And it's a room that is comfortable and it has some technology in it and it has some comfortable chairs. And we want to open that to our clients and friends, even when we're not engaged in the meeting, and say, hey, you can come here and enjoy this building with us and relax and do what you need to do. And so we look forward to having other friends and community groups join us and make use of this beautiful 100-year-old building. So come and see us.
I should say, Roger, one of the other things that you didn't mention is that this space gives us a little more room to have our affiliated consultants use as well. We've been really blessed with three great people, Josh Stroop, Joanne Ladley, and Lynette Mack, who have helped us as an organization to be stronger, and we now have space for them to come in and use, unlike what we do at our present location.
Boy, that's a great point, Dan, when you combine Lynette and Josh and Joanne with the capacity we already have in the organization with our full-time consultants, you and I, and Cheryl Everly and Daryl Lisey, and the great support we get from Lois Bishop and Joan Denlinger. We're at a good position to grow. We're mm-hmm. at a good position to serve more clients who would like to evolve their culture, evolve their organization, develop their leaders into something that serves them, serves their employees, and serves their clients real well. And so we're going to continue to consult to leaders in their organizations, and we're going to continue to provide where we can direction for their future. And we invite you to inquire about how we might be able to help you as we move into the future at North Group. Dan, thanks a lot for being with me in this conversation today. And it's just been a great joy to be a partner with you. And I look forward to the future with hope and excitement.
Thanks, Roger. The same goes for me.
Have a great day, everyone.
By now, you have a sense of the exciting changes at North Group. And you're reminded of the tremendous value they bring to individuals and organizations. North Group wants to help you discover and develop your leadership gifts as well, and provide you with support and expertise as you improve your organizational life. We continue to provide direction for your future. Through sustained relationships, we identify issues through assessments, guide organizations through transition, and develop leaders through coaching and accountability. You can listen to this edition of Straightforward or share it with others online at www.northgroupconsultants.com. Our website also includes past recordings of Straightforward, featured client spotlights, and more items of interest and value for you and your organization. As always, thank you for listening to Straightforward.